This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
A gory, gorgeous, bloody good Metroidvania. This is your IGN review of Cookie Cutter by Vicky Blake. You have to hand it to Cherry. She is tough. From the moment you meet, she's dragging what's left of her beaten, broken android body across the ground in vengeful pursuit of the guy who ran off with her girl. Everything about who Cherry is, strong, sassy, principled, and gloriously self-aware, becomes instantly clear. Not only does it nicely set the stage for one of 2023's more unforgettable video game heroes, it leaves you with no doubt what Metroidvania Cookie Cutter is all about. It's about violence. The gorier and the bloodier, the better. Unlike other recent games pressed from the same mold, though, Cookie Cutter isn't about innovating the Metroidvania template or incorporating ideas inspired by other genres, such as Hollow Knight's Souls-like influences. As old-school a Metroidvania as it comes, Cookie Cutter blends a memorable cast with a sprawling, interconnected world and striking hand-drawn graphics. And although it does occasionally frustrate as much as it entertains, it's nonetheless one of the more approachable entries to the genre. If you like blood, of course. Lots and lots of blood. I've spent a lot of time with Metroidvanias over the last few years, and as most have been grim, gothic, oh-so-serious affairs, Cookie Cutter's unabashed, over-the-top presentation and celebration of color are refreshing. I also cared about Cherry and her quest, and was intrigued by the way she's able to augment herself to adapt to the challenges of the megastructure you'll explore with her. Accompanied by her friend Regina, a disembodied robotic head that closely resembles the part of the female anatomy that rhymes with her name, yes, really, Cherry lets her fists do the talking as she punches, smacks, and flattens anything stupid enough to get in her way. Cookie Cutter's world is rich in detail, and each biome of the map is home to a unique selection of critters, say the Denzel Factory's droids or the Bloody Den's maddeningly electrified eel things. You'll attack them with a combination of light and hard attacks. The former builds up void power, the latter uses it up, and there are countless combos to perfect as you kick and punch your way through the world. One-on-one, most enemies aren't too difficult to defeat, but even if you're better than me at parrying, which wouldn't be difficult, very easy enemies can be overwhelming if there are enough of them. How you play will change over time, though, particularly as you unlock new abilities and find components that help you tweak Cherry's skill set to better suit your playstyle, such as focusing on offensive skills or making it quicker to self-heal. But it doesn't matter how bombastic the animations are when Cherry wipes out a boss with a motorbike or beats something to death with an electric guitar. Sometimes you'll just never feel quite powerful enough to take on the sheer number of enemies around you, especially the ones that can shoot through walls. Because it takes a while for you to unlock Cherry's full potential, the first half of Cookie Cutter's 20-ish hour runtime has a couple of surprisingly challenging boss fights, as well as some particularly difficult horde-like auto-lock rooms where you have to take on waves of increasingly tougher enemies to continue. Part of the appeal of a Metroidvania is that whenever you accidentally stumble upon a boss lair and get your face kicked in, you can make a swift exit, find some upgrades or secrets along other paths, and then come back buffed up and ready for a fight. But although Cookie Cutter ostensibly offers a non-linear approach, on a couple of occasions, I discovered that the next thing I needed to level up was just past the enemies in that room, which meant I had to tackle them in order to progress the story, which can be frustratingly limiting. And yes, there are secrets for those prepared to seek them out. In true Metroidvania style, there are plenty of hidden materials, weapons, and abilities for Cherry to find if you're the curious sort who always has to punch a wall before you leave, just in case it's breakable. Sometimes your curiosity will be rewarded, sometimes it will not. The glee of discovering a secret off-the-map room never gets old, though. The best part about Cookie Cutter is how it constantly reinvents itself. Just as you start to feel a little tired of bashing things with your fists, you'll unlock a guitar that you can smash on enemy heads. As soon as you think you've exhausted every cave and corridor, you'll unlock a new ability that will let you ground stomp or quick dash or grapple, which opens up previously inaccessible areas. You'll learn how to whack not only interactive objects around the map, say giant spheres which act as locks, but also enemies to send them flying into environmental hazards too, so the electrified floors and steam vents that made getting around for Cherry so difficult can now be used to her advantage. Despite an occasionally frustrating early game, Cookie Cutter is a thoughtful, creative, and mostly approachable Metroidvania that embodies all the things you'd expect from the genre, with its own distinctive style. If this type of game isn't usually your thing, then its fairly standard structure probably won't do much to win you over, especially when its map can sometimes feel a little less open than it first appears. But as a fast, frantic action game to keep you busy, you could do a lot worse than spending a little quality time with Cherry and her gruesome friends. Cookie Cutter's IGN score? 7. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Cookie Cutter updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.